Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. I'm your co-host, Ed Riddell, with Cal Carson and Gary Baker. And before we took our break, Gary, we were talking to Mike Ammon and John about Roomba and some of the entrepreneurs and sponsorships and finding these types and then how they can mentor them.
You're absolutely right. With Roomba, it's roomba.org. Now, why org? You know, is there not a .com wasn't available?
Yeah, the .com was actually taken by a Russian site.
Okay, and because it makes it sound like you're an organization. So tell us a little bit more about what Roomba really does.
So Roomba is, it's just a chat communication system, just like, you know, Twitter is or anything like that. But what it does is you're allowed to go in, you create a debate or a discussion, and you actually set up rules. And what you do is, so you pick a topic, you pick, you know, a title, a topic, and then you set up different forms of debates, discussions. Some of them, so for example, you can actually have a panel. So you'll have five people, and people in, like, the audience essentially ask questions to the people inside the panel, and the people in the panel can answer those. And so what it does is it adds an extra layer of, like, abstraction on top of it. So you can actually see and watch. And then people can comment in the comment section.
It's a more organized version of like Twitter, because Twitter is like the wild, wild west. You get all sorts of wackos out there. And there's a lot of anonymity to stuff like that. And they can just lambaste you with just cruelty or sarcasm. And are you saying that this product might give you a little bit more, is it not control? Well, it would be, because you have control.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of a worthwhile topic that you wish to debate. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, theoretically, taking your example of Twitter, if someone was, you know, aggravating me, what I could do is, you know, I could actually Roomba them. So, you know, challenge them to a debate that I set up, and we can discuss that topic further, or, you know, actually in a structured way, and people can see it and read it, and it's public.
Right. So. Okay, so now I have the question. It's out there. What supports it? How do you make your money? Am I going to see lots of advertising, or how does that work?
There is some advertising, but there's also the ability to sell, like, data. Again, you're talking about being able to vote and, you know, basically vote and on positions and topics. And so you're aggregating a lot of different positions across things, and you're looking at that data, and you're able to sell that, as well as private accounts. So you'll be able to have an organization Roomba account, essentially. Mm-hmm. And another one is comment sections. So we want to start trying to have Roomba comments. The idea, of course, being that, you know, we take a current message board comment system, manage it, and all of that.
So I imagine something that's kind of in the back of Mike Amon's mind, since you're going to be marrying his niece, can you make any money with this?
I believe so. It does seem, again, how does Twitter make money, right? It's fundamentally the same thing. There is also, I think a lot of times when you have an idea like this, there are unintended profit streams. So, like, for example, companies, I could set up something that companies could come in and basically use a, you know, product survey, and, you know, it can reach a wider market or something like that. Yes, I believe it can make money.
Can you private label this? Is this something that a company that says, hey, build one for me, just make it mine instead of yours?
Yeah, that's what I meant by having, like, private accounts, so you could have private ecosystems.
I got it.
Boy, I could use this in my household, because I'm always, you know, when my wife and I get in a discussion, and I think my son took after my wife, they're very good debaters. Me, I blow my top.
Yeah.
You just go to the basement and work on technology.
I do. I'm going to go out and sacrifice another 2x4. I can't handle this anymore. They're smarter than I am.
Yeah. So. Ed, I think you've got something there, because debate. How about debate? You know, we just got done with the National Spelling Bee. Mm-hmm. You could have national debates on.
Yep.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, it'll also help in an idealized version. It could also help third parties and stuff like that gain more of a voice around politics and stuff.
So if people are going here instead of somewhere else, where is the somewhere else that they're coming from? Is this, would they be doing this poorly some other way using technology, or is this coming from real world to use technology? How does this work?
Yeah, so theoretically, again, in an ideal version, it would integrate closely with Twitter or Facebook. And you would, again, you'd just have your Twitter conversation, you just click a button, and you'd instantly go and you'd start a Rumble session. The idea being that, you know, having an argument on Twitter, it's a mess, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And that Rumble would allow for a better platform for discussion.
So Rumble is really Rumble in a room?
Exactly.
A discussion room?
Exactly.
Now I get it. Okay. I don't think I'm going to forget that one now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I could see how attractive this idea is and why Mike thought it was such a great idea. Yeah.
So, Mike, have you seen other things like what John is doing or some other thing that we're going to – you're our futurist. So what's in the future for us?
Well, no, it is going so fast, and it's just sort of unbelievable. The amount of money and old line companies as well as high-tech startups are just blossoming out there. We have all of the auto industry is now in Silicon Valley. Absolutely every last one. McDonald's is out there. Everybody is in the Valley. They feel like they have to be there or they're not relevant.
So aren't they going to run out of room in that valley and kind of spill over into your valley?
They already are, yes. Yeah. It's that's why we call it Greater Silicon Valley.
Sounds good. Do you, so... When you come back, are you talking to companies back here, or is this purely a pleasure trip this time?
No, we have a national program, actually an international program, but we do go into major cities. Some of my staff has recently been into Dallas, for example. We'll be in Chicago later this year in the fall. So, yes, we're active in other markets, but obviously our greatest opportunity is to grow with Silicon Valley.
Well, Mike, you talked about the electric bike a little bit. Can you talk about any other technology that you've seen that you can speak about?
Well, you see all kinds of, like I said, the sensor area is really growing and growing right into John's app. So, you know, maybe we put one of those eye watches and have a data feed into the debate that's going on, and we can see Ed's temperature rising.
Oh, I'm really getting to him. You know, that's a little bit. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
But I truly believe the cost, not only with the cloud, you know, even when I was in Ann Arbor, we were just starting to see software as a service,
right,
and moving to the cloud. Now you hear arguments the other way. Why aren't we going that on the cloud from the CEO?
Right.
Used to be, I got to hug my servers, I've got to see them and all the rest. That has changed completely now.
Gary's been trying to talk me into that for a while, but you know, I am seeing a lot of companies that are doing that.
Yeah, it's the argument has flipped now.
Yeah.
Well, I think more and more, and you know, even in some of the very secure areas, the security is getting so much better. And when you think about it, they have to be secure or they, you know, run the risk of doing something that, you know, if you're a cloud provider and you have a breach, that's going to be a really bad thing and your whole business is going down, and they employ some really heavy-duty security professionals.
But, you know, as much as you talk about things going into the cloud, and I agree, it's probably going to be the direction that the world is going to go in. Like anything else that man can invent, man can break, and sooner or later one of these clouds are going to get breached. Yes, it's going to be bad for whoever the cloud provider is, but it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's happening with all sorts of companies, right? So it's going to happen, but it's just as likely with any company. And that's what we're all trying to guard against is, you know, those cybersecurity events out there.
Yeah, that's the reason why I believe that there's two places to store your data. One is in the cloud and one is on your own personal resource as well.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So, Mike, I'm glad you're here. Next time, bring a company back to Michigan out there that doesn't want to pay the high rents of either Silicon Valley or San Joaquin Valley. John, we wish you all the luck starting Rumble.org and getting up and running. Hopefully you'll come back and visit us and tell us about your success.
Okay, I hope to.
All right, that sounds
and
good.
And when we come back, Gary, we'll be chatting with the craziest people in IT ever created on this earth. Yes, we're going to talk with the fine, fine fellas from IT in the D, and they'll be coming up next here on the Internet Advisor.